Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Here.
Barlow.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Blevins.
Here.
Flickrey.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Bird.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Coleman.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquivel.
Here.
Filer.
Here.
Freeman.
Here.
Gay.
Here.
Gingery.
Here.
Goggles.
Here.
Greer.
Here.
Green.
Here.
Halverson.
Here.
Harshman.
Here.
Harvey.
Here.
Hunt.
Here.
Hutchings.
Here.
Yagi.
Here.
Kasparik.
Here.
Kirkbride.
Here.
Croker.
Here.
Crone.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Lockhart. Lockhart?
Excuse.
Lockhart excused. Laux. Madden.
Here.
Mater.
Here.
McKim.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Moniz.
Here.
Moniz.
Here.
Nicholas.
Here.
Northrup.
Here.
Patton.
Here.
Paxton.
Here.
Petroff.
Here.
Piperinen.
Here.
Reeder.
Here.
Simlick.
Here.
Summers.
Here.
Stubson.
Here.
Cheaters.
Here.
Throne.
Here.
Throne excused. Walters.
Here.
Watt.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Winters.
Here.
Swanitzer Dan.
Here.
Swanitzer Dave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker.
Here.
I am about 58 present, 2 excused.
We're about to close the roll. Anybody not here? The prayer of the day is offered by Reverend Rick Veit, representing St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Cheyenne.
Thank you. I'd like to offer a prayer for the making of and continuance of a sound government. Let us pray. O Lord our God, bless the leaders of this state, especially our representatives. Give them courage, wisdom, and foresight to provide for the needs of all people and to fulfill the obligations for the communities of Wyoming. It is through our one and holy God that we pray. Amen.
House will come to order. With that order of business of Journal Committee report.
Your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 21st, 2014 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed by Representative Winters and Filer.
The doctor of the day is Dr. David Fall, M.D. from Gillette, Wyoming. He's not in the chambers, but he did want to pass on a message that unless you're the guest page of the day, don't get sick because he's a pediatrician. The nurse of the day is Paula Smith from the Board of Nursing. Welcome to the House. With that order of business of introduction of the budget bill. First, the budget bill for our consideration is Senate File Number 1.
Senate File Number 1 from the Appropriations Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act to make appropriations for the biennium commencing July 1st, 2014 and ending June 30th, 2016, and providing definitions.
Senate File Number 1 is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. We're now at that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage consent list. Mr. Majority and House Bill Number 12 comes off the consent list. There is an amendment. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's back up.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Goggles.
Members of the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Certainly.
Members, today, every so often, those of us that are grandparents get an opportunity to bring our grandchildren here to serve as pages. Today is my honor to introduce my granddaughter. Her name is Skyla Renee Shakespeare. Skyla is a fifth grader at Wyoming Indian Elementary. She's active in 4-H. Her traditional dance club called the White Hawk Dancers. She's a volleyball player, and she's a member of the Lady Chiefs basketball team. Let's give her a hand. And Mr. Speaker, in the gallery behind us, my son-in-law Travis, my daughter Patricia, my baby Turtle, my wife Charlotte, and our grandson Travis Jr. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Welcome to the House, and thank you for helping us, Skyler. Chairman Gingery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor. I have quite a few introductions to make today. It seems to be Jackson Hole Day here today in the House. First of all, I'd like to introduce two of our really good school board members. One of them you guys all know very well because she's here almost every day educating us on how to vote on education bills. But also along with Janine Teske is also Kate Mead from Jackson, two of our school board members.
Welcome to the House.
And Mr. Speaker, this morning you all found a box on your desk full of goodies from Jackson Hole. Those were all provided by the Jackson Hole Lodging Tax Board. That board works hard to bring people to our community. Total right now we have 12 cities throughout the nation providing nonstop service to Jackson Hole, generating about $9 million annually to the state of Wyoming. And so they provided those boxes to you so you could see a lot of the wonderful products that come out of our community. In particularly, if I could highlight one product, it is the coffee in there. The coffee is made by our own Representative Petroff. Most everyone knows the story, but it's worth repeating. Representative Petroff started the Domino's, or the pizza chain in Jackson years ago when I was actually in high school. She then parlayed that into a wonderful coffee shop and then parlayed that into one of the largest coffee roasting companies in the Rocky Mountain West. She is clearly an entrepreneur all of Wyoming can be very proud of. Also, I'd like to introduce up here in the gallery, the Leadership Jackson Hole is here today, along with Leadership Lincoln County. And they are down here touring. And in particularly with them is Mary Martin. And those of you, many of you know Mary. Mary Martin is with the University of Wyoming Extension Office, and she is one of the people highly responsible for getting leadership classes throughout the Extension Office, University of Wyoming, throughout the state of Wyoming, and it's been a wonderful experience for many of the participants, and I am actually a member of the class of 2014 this year, and these are actually the members of my class up here, if they could all stand and be recognized. And Mr. Speaker, I have one more. Adam Suttner, if he's out there, he was going to be in here. He's the new chief marketing officer from Jackson Hole. I'm not sure if he made it in here. Maybe not.
All of you from Teton County, welcome to the House. I'm hoping there's still people in Teton County conducting business there. Representative Filer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Can I have privilege of the floor?
Certainly.
Thank you. Everybody, I'd like to turn your attention to the back galley or gallery up here. I'm very privileged to have one of my constituents with us here today. Currently, he's a stand-up comedian. His name is Aaron Snyder, a self-advocate living with cerebral palsy. He sends a strong message for people with disabilities advocating for their desire to work and be recognized in the workplace. We are glad to have him here with us this morning, and I look forward to working with him in the future. But there's Aaron for you.
Welcome to the House. Chairman Harvey.
And Mr. Speaker, if I may add, Aaron is a stand-up comedian and works clubs, and he's hilarious.
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
Thank you. In the North Gallery, have members of Carbon County School District 1, Nancy Torstenbo, Denise Pfeffer, and Mike Mann. And I take great pleasure because it's so rare anybody comes over here from Carbon County.
Representative Freeman. I do note that our pediatrician of the day is in the back gallery. Welcome, Dr. Dayfall. With that order of business, are reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom was referred Senate File 75 engrossed, Environmental Protection Agency Actions Dash 2, respectfully reports sent back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Kennedy, Greer, Kasparik, Larson, Reeder, Summers, Winters, one no vote, Representative Byrd, and one excused, Representative Lockhart, signed by Representative Kasparik, Vice Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom was referred... Senate Joint Resolution Number 1, Regulation of Carbon Dioxide Emissions, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Byrd, Kennedy, Greer, Kasparik, Larson, Reeder, Summers, and Winters, one excused, Representative Lockhart, signed by Representative Kasparik, Chairman.
With that order of business, the bills on third reading and final passage consent list. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, please remove two bills from the consent list, House Bill 12 and House Bill 102. Mr. Speaker, I move the third reading consent list consisting of the following bills. House Bill 11, House Bill 13, House Bill 14, House Bill 15, House Bill 19, House Bill 20, House Bill 37, House Bill 42, House Bill 48, House Bill 61, House Bill 62, House Bill 72, House Bill 86, House Bill 95, House Bill 104, House Bill 106, House Bill 127, House Bill 128, House Bill 135, House Bill 140, House Bill 145, House Bill 146, House Bill 154, and House Bill 155.
Anybody want to remove any bills from the consent list? Seeing none, the reading clerk will read the bills.
House Bill Number 11 from the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the Wyoming Controlled Substance Act. House Bill 13, the Corporations Committee, an act relating to the Uniform Commercial Code. House Bill 14 from the Corporations Committee, an act relating to business entities. House Bill 15 from the Corporations Committee, an act relating to business entities. House Bill Number 19 from the Corporations Committee, an act relating to notaries. House Bill Number 20 from the Corporations Committee, an act relating to fire prevention and electrical safety. House Bill 37 from the Management Council, an act relating to revision of inadvertent errors. House Bill Number 42 from the Appropriations Committee, an act relating to school facility projects. House Bill Number 48 from Representative Baker, an act relating to fishing. House Bill 61, introduced by Representative Greer, an act relating to crimes and offenses. House Bill 62 from the Management Audit Committee, an act relating to professions and occupations. House Bill Number 72, from the Select Water Committee, an act relating to water development projects. House Bill 86 from Representative Summers, an act relating to special rural health care districts. House Bill 95, introduced by Representative Harvey, an act relating to public health. House Bill 104 from Representative Dan Zwanitzer, an act relating to student information. House Bill 106, introduced by Representative Moniz, an act relating to counties. House Bill 127 from Representative Halverson, an act relating to juvenile justice. House Bill 128 from Representative Halverson, an act relating to juvenile justice. House Bill 135, introduced by Representative Stebson, an act relating to small business investment credit program. House Bill Number 140 from Representative Kirkbride, an act relating to game and fish. House Bill 145 from Representative Madden, an act relating to use tax. House Bill 146 from Representative Summers, an act relating to administration of government. House Bill 154 from Representative Petroff, an act relating to sales tax. House Bill 155 from Representative Baker, an act relating to criminal court case fees.
Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart excused. Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Here.
Aye. Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff. Pieperinen, Reeder, Semlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 11, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Croker, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 13, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 14, are there any changes? Croker, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 15, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 19, are there any changes? Winters, aye to no. Zwanitzer Dave, aye to no. Eklund, aye to no. Teeters, aye to no. Stubson, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Halverson, aye to no. Pieperinen, aye to no. Baker, aye. Baker conflict. Are there any other change? Simlick, aye to no. Hunt, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Blake, aye to no. Mr. Speaker, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 43 aye, 15 no, 1 excused, 1 conflict. As to House Bill 20, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 37, are there any changes? Zwanitzer Dave, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 42, are there any changes? Croker, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Baker, aye to no. Watt, aye to no. Halverson, aye to no. Hutchings, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 52 aye, 7 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 48, are there any changes? Burkhart, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 61, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 62, are there any changes? Halverson, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Simlick, aye to no. Are there additional changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 2 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 72, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 86, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 95, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Laux, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Walters, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Halverson, aye to no. Yagi, aye to no. Baker, aye to no. Watt, aye to no. Winters, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Mader, aye to no. Are there additional changes? The vote is closed. 46 aye, 13 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 104, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 106, are there any changes? Laux, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Eklund, aye to no. Simlick, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 54 aye, 5 no, 1 excused. To House Bill 127. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 128, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 135, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Semlick, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Summers, aye to no. Baker, aye to no. Blake, aye to no. Barlow, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Northrup, aye to no. Zwanitzer Dave, aye to no. Are there any other, Goggles, aye to no. Winters, aye to no. Are there further changes?
No conflict.
Mr. Speaker, conflict. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 46 aye, 12 no, 1 excused, 1 conflict. As to House Bill 140, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 145, are there any changes? Halverson, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 4 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 146, are there any changes? Hutchings, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Walters, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Halverson, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. McKim, aye to no. Yagi, aye to no. Davison, aye to no. Mader, aye to no. Piperinen, aye to no. Semlick, aye to no. Wilson, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 45 aye, 14 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 154, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Laux, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 155, are there any changes? Croker, aye to no. Walters, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Are there any, Wilson, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 54 aye, 5 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bills 11, 13, 14, 15, 19, 20, 37, 42, 48, 61, 62, 72, 86, 95, 104, 106, 127, 128, 135, 140, 145, 146, 154, and 155 have passed the House. We're now at that order of business of third reading and final passage, regular list. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 12. There is an amendment. Representative Miller.
I'll read it.
First reading or third reading of the bill.
House Bill number 12, introduced by Speaker Lubnow, an act relating to speed limits, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
Representative Miller, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I bring a little amendment here to for the body to consider. This would just put in the opportunity to for the superintendent to look at increasing the speed limits on the less traveled good two-lane roads in Wyoming. I don't know if many here have been on that road west of Farson, going over towards the Green River, or from Farson east towards South Pass, but 65 is quite low speed. I believe the amendment also has a threshold. If the traffic is more than 3,000 vehicles per day, it can't be considered. So that would eliminate some of the higher traffic two-lane roads. But, Muddy Gap to Sweetwater Station, again, that's one of these lonely stretches of road that, frankly, at 70 or even 75, I believe is probably a safer road at the higher speed limit. So, again, this would be up to the superintendent. This gives him the authority to do that on those roads also. So it doesn't change what was already in the bill. It just adds to it.
Madam Speaker Pro Tem and Chairman Swanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I would ask you to resist this amendment. Number one, how do we calculate 3,000 cars per day? Do we go do a daily study, a weekly study, a monthly study, or do the average annual daily traffic? And here's what the problem is. As we look at some of the roads in the state, specifically those that maybe lead into our national parks, they get almost zero traffic in the wintertime. But in the summertime, as tourism comes, then they double or triple of what the normal average would be. And is it right to put those at a different speed limit for one part of the year compared to the other part of the year? And if you do, then you have massive signages and such that you'd have to put up. And how about if we have oil-filled development? All of a sudden, that changes the flavor of a particular road, where maybe there were not 3,000 cars per day, and all of a sudden there's going to be, or vice versa. After they get it developed and it settles down, and you have this high speed limit, and it has to go back down. And we have things we have to look at, like design cost. As we're going from some of our two-lane roads, and you have that left-hand turn lane where you turn, all of a sudden we have a problem because it's been designed for going at 55 miles an hour, and there's a certain length that you have to have as you turn left before you actually make the turn. So now the department would have to go in and change all those links. And how about those roads that get very little use? Now all of a sudden we have to go out and put all sorts of curvage signs in there to reduce the speed every time you come to a curve. And with that, members of the body, I would suggest that we defeat this amendment.
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem, and thanks to the co-sponsor of this bill, the chairman of the Transportation Committee, for outlining a lot of my concerns, too. There were lots and lots of studies done on the 80 miles an hour on interstates, and they found it to be statistically superior. And while this allows the superintendent to vary certain sections up and down, I think that the measured approach of starting on interstates and making sure that that works and that it's safe, which is the experience that we've had in the state to the southwest of ours to where they're expanding it nearly statewide, is the better way to go. So I'd urge you to resist this amendment, but vote in favor of the bill.
Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Pro Tem, I rise in support of this amendment. A study was done in Canada, and what they did is they measured the speed that cars actually drove, regardless of this posted limit. They found that if they posted a new speed limit at 85% of what was actually the speed actually driven, accidents plummeted. These 55-mile-an-hour areas between Shoshone and Du Bois are out of, well, that's 65, but they're artificially low. And if you take that Shoshone to Du Bois, I'm saying proper names. I'm sorry. I regularly travel a lot faster on that, and if the traffic goes faster, everyone behaves themselves. But I urge you to consider the Canadian study that found that if you set the speed limit at 85% of what people actually travel, accidents are reduced.
Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition to this amendment. Several times a year I go down to the big city with all the lights in Nevada, and it's nice driving on that interstate through the Beehive State where the speed has increased. So I think this could be a way to maybe kill this bill if it gets out of here and goes over to the other side. Let's just stick with the original intent, raise the speed limit on the interstates. Vote
Representative
no.
Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in support of the amendment and in support of the bill. And I've never went above the speed limit, just for the official record. The reason I get up is to push back a little, or to comment upon the good chair of transportation's comments, which I understand. In his knowledge is very much appreciated in his hard work. But I get a little tired of hearing about the inconvenience something is going to cause an agency for the convenience of our constituents. Now, I have a difficult time with that. They work for us. They work for our constituents. And a couple extra signs didn't seem to be too much of a trouble to me to allow us to have our freedoms and our rights in this state. So I joined on this amendment with a good representative south of me, and I'd encourage you to go ahead and support it. Thanks.
Representative Eklund.
I am unsure on the bill. I do have a couple of questions. When we change highways to state highways, they have to have certain specs, meet certain specs, so that the highway is designed to curve at 65 miles per hour, I believe. This isn't uniform because the older state highways don't have that. So there are changes in the there are differences in state highways. The question I've got is, would the new state highways or newly designed state highways have to be built to increase that 75 mile per hour's, accommodate a 75 per mile per hour curve on whatever highway? Thank you.
Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think one of the fundamental things to keep in mind about the types of roads we're talking about, the original bill contemplates limited access roads only, where there's a defined place where folks merge and depart the roadway. Whereas we'll expand this to many other roads, and there can be exits and accesses put all along the roads. Take parts of my district where there's significant amount of industrial development. You can drive through that one week versus the next and have three more new departure or entry points onto that same road. So we start elevating speeds. I'm not concerned about the folks traveling on the road. I'm concerned about the folks trying to get on and off the road safely. Thank you. On and against the amendment.
Anyone else for the first time? First time. Second time. Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And to the fine gentleman from the other part of the state, I hope the body didn't take it as a convenience to the department, but it is going to require a lot of study. They have to design the roads for our safety, and if we up the speed limit on every road in the state, it's going to require significant studies. Number two, when they do that, then they have to go out and do a lot of different designs, because you have to shorten the merge lanes. When you have a merge lane, when you have a road, say, between the middle of the state and the road that heads northwest, when you were able to, and some of those stretches have a two-lane road. Now when you have to merge back, they have to go back and redesign that, repost all the signage, go back in and redo all the striping, and there's some safety concerns. I mean, this would be a great interim study, but I think this comes just at a bad time, and how do you sit there and argue with the patrol officer that there is actually, this road has 3,000 average daily cars? Because it's not defined if it's daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Frankly, all that information is already in YDOT. I looked at some statistics. They sent me a spreadsheet that gave the traffic on all the roads in the state. I looked at it, looked at the roads that are the higher problem areas, you know, between Laramie and the Colorado border. That's an issue area that shouldn't happen there. And frankly, it leaves it up to the superintendent. All these comments can go right back to the superintendent, and he can make that decision whether you open up that lonely road from Muddy Gap to Jeffers City that you see very few traffic on it, or open it. Mr. Chairman, I was in that state north of us not too long ago, about a month ago, traveling through the valley on the east side of the Beartooths there at 65 miles an hour. One of those lonely roads again, great straight road, putting along at 65. Then all of a sudden I come around a turn right along the river, come into Montana, and the speed limit's 70. Well, and then you go into Montana, you're right along the river there. There's house after house, farm after farm with access to that road. Turns all over the place. You talk about a road that would be left at 65 in Wyoming, but in Montana at 70. Again, let's leave it up to the people. Let's let the people make decisions. If they want to drive a little bit faster, let them. They don't have to drive 70. The superintendent doesn't have to make it 75. He could make it 70 in incremental steps. Frankly, I think the traffic accident rate would go down on many of these lonely roads that us off the I-80 corridor have to travel on. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
We're voting on third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 12. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Chairs in doubt. All in favor, please rise. Those opposed? Third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 12 has failed. House Bill 12 having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly. Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
No.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart excused. Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
No.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Miller, aye. No to aye. Harshman, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 6 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 12, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 12 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 21.
House Bill 21 from the Revenue Committee, an act relating to taxation and revenue, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 21 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown. Brown. Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman. Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart excused, Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petrov,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 21, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 21 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 36.
House Bill 36 from the Management Council, an act relating to the legislature, be enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 36, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer. Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart excused, Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petrov, Pieperinen, Reeder, Simlick, Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
House Bill 36, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 36 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 63.
House Bill 63 is introduced by Representative Kirkbride, an act relating to taxation, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 63, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow. Berger. Blake. Blevins,
aye.
Flickery,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
no.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Feiler.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson. Lockhart excused. Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
No.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters. Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Laux. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 52 ayes, 7 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 63 having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 63 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 73.
House Bill 73 is introduced by Representative Feiler, an act relating to state employment, be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. Representative Coleman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 73 and ask for your favorable consideration. This amendment is pretty simple, and I'll try to be very brief. There was a little bit of concern from certain providers and other participants that this bill may unintentionally be interpreted to read that we were no longer supportive employment options for these individuals. So we wanted to make the language very clear that nothing in this bill shall be construed as our understanding that supported employment services would no longer be any type of an option for providers and state agencies. So that's all this amendment does. Thanks.
Mr. Majority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And in favor of the amendment, and I appreciate the good work from the representative from Sheridan County. Really, it seemed like the concern was in moving towards this Employment First program, we might be tying the hands of local providers, and this is a great amendment that ensures that there's flexibility still in our local communities and how we get folks into a different employment option. So I'd urge your vote for the amendment and the bill.
Representative Feiler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just honestly support this amendment. I think it's very friendly. It's a lot of work that was done between quite a few of us and some providers, and I think it helps to make the bill stronger and do it what we need it to do. Thanks.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for this amendment, I was one of the ones who spoke against this bill when we had it on general file, and I'd like to say that this amendment takes care of my concerns, so I'm now for the amendment and for the bill.
Anyone else for their first time? First time. Second time prior to the sponsor. We're now voting on third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 73. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 73 has been adopted. House Bill 73 having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow.
Aye.
Berger. Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Feiler.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt. Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart excused, Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 3 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 73, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 73 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 76.
House Bill number 76 is introduced by Representative Croker, an act relating to forfeitures and seizures. Be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 76 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart excused. Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Semlek.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 76, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 76 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 88.
House Bill number 88 is introduced by Representative Throne, an act relating to the Uniform Consumer Credit Code. Be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 88, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker, Barlow, Berger, Blake, Blevins, Flickery, Brown, Burkhart, Byrd, Campbell, Kennedy, Coleman, Connolly, Davison, Eklund, Esquivel, Filer, Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer, Green, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt. Hutchings.
No.
Yagi. Kasparik. Kasparik. Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Larson.
No.
Lockhart excused. Laux.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
Mader.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup. Northrup,
no.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petrov,
aye.
Pipirinen,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Simlek,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Harvey, aye to no. Yagi, aye to no. Nicholas, no to aye. Teeters, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 31 aye, 28 no, 1 excused.
House Bill number 88, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 88 has squeaked by the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 98.
House Bill 98 is introduced by Representative Patton, an act relating to state investments. Be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 98, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart excused. Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 98, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 98 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 102.
House Bill 102 is introduced by Representative Stubson, an act relating to the administration of government, be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment, Representative Minority Caucus Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 102 and ask for your favorable consideration. If you remember correctly, this is the bill that sets up a sage-grouse implementation team with the understanding that keeping sage-grouse off the endangered species list is a priority for virtually everyone, industry as well as environmentalists in the state. And so what this amendment does is it adds one more person to this implementation team, and it is a member of the University of Wyoming faculty with expertise in sage-grouse biology. We've been having some conversation about the importance of having better collaboration with the university in terms of expertise, and I thought this was one way to do it. And so I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Anyone for their first time on sage-grouches? Mr. Majority Whip.
Mr. Speaker, and I thought that was just our member from Johnson County, but... on and against third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 102, the problem with this amendment is that those groups that are included on the implementation team right now and groups that aren't included on there's been sort of this flood of people that, as I've worked on this bill, have asked to be included on the team. And we've taken the position that we've added 2 legislative members, but really this is, if you do the numbers through the bill, it's 23 members of the team, and now we've added 2 more, 25 members, and that's a pretty big group to keep operating. Now, as they meet in public, they can draw on expertise from all across the state, not just the university, but all sorts of different agencies. And so, by voting against this amendment, it doesn't mean that folks from the university don't have input and that their expertise won't be utilized. What it does mean, however, is that we'll keep the team to a size that's manageable, that can act quickly, and that can, which has been sort of key to us moving forward and dealing with the issue. So I'd urge your no vote on the amendment.
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a question for the bringer of the amendment. Does this expertise already exist at the university? Thank you.
Anyone else for their first time? First time. Second time prior to the sponsor. Madam Minority Caucus Leader. Or wait, Representative Nicholas, were you getting up to speak? Madam Minority Caucus Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To answer the good representative's question, yes, I know of at least one professor in the Department of Agriculture with specific sage-grouse biology expertise. And so my guess is that would be the person who would be appointed by the governor through the president. And just, friends, just in general, this is a way to start that collaboration that honestly hit the front page of the newspaper today, that there's a desire to have more of that. And with sitting on other committees, occasionally after we've had committee meetings, folks have said, why don't we get somebody from the university here who has some kind of PhD-level research expertise in the subject matter, and we honestly have just forgotten to do it. So this is one way to make sure that we have that expertise on a task force that we all believe is vitally important. Thanks.
We're voting on third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 102. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 102 has failed the House. House Bill 102 having been read three separate times, question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison. Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart excused, Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
Moniz,
Nicholas, Nicholas, Northrup,
aye.
Patton, Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
Pieperinen,
Reeder, Simlick, Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Nicholas, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 102 having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 102 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 123.
House Bill 123 is introduced by the Management Council, an act relating to administrative procedure be enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 123 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay. Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart excused, Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton, Petroff, Pieperinen, Reeder, Simlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
House Bill 123 having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 123 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 169.
House Bill number 169 is introduced by Representative Davison, an act relating to Medicaid waiver programs be enacted by the State of Wyoming.
We have a whole flock of amendments on this one. Well, actually two. Chairman Davison.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 169. And the other day on the floor, we had some disagreement on the amendments and on the bill. What this amendment does, I've got with my colleagues, and we've come up with an amendment that I think is good. The first part just says that the entire state of Wyoming shall be included as a rural area, and case management would be using a neutral third party. The second part, which is the part I was most worried about, it just says any client case management relationship existing on or before July 1st, 2014, and continuously maintained regardless of any conflict of interest, that they will be grandfathered in. And I think that's the most important thing right now, is that we keep, as much as we can, the case managers that are trained and doing the job, and not leave, so they won't leave the job or leave the state.
So I urge your yes vote on this amendment. Thank you.
Anyone else for their first time? First time. Representative Filer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm on this amendment also. And, you know, my biggest concern was, losing case management through CMS, our portion from the federal government that pays for that. And I did not want to lose case management in Wyoming because it's a vital part of this. But I was also worried that these folks were going to lose their case managers that they know so well and they work with the families. So we came together on this, and this is a wonderful amendment to make sure that pretty much the federal government, our Department of Health gets to negotiate the federal government instead of just having the federal government do what they want to do. So it gives us that little bit of teeth for Wyoming, and I just urge everybody's support on this and the bill.
Representative Green for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to divide the amendment. My division on page 1 would be the whole page 1, so lines 1 through 45 is division 1. Division 2 is page 2, lines 1 through 9, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Green, I don't think you can divide it like that. The reason being is that there is no language of insertion or deletion on page 2, lines 1 to 9. You have to have that operative language in line 31 of page 8 that says page 1 after line 8, insert. And then the numbering doesn't work out in page 2, line 9 of the amendment when you divide it that way. So the chair is going to rule that it's not divisible that way.
Mr. Speaker?
Representative Green.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yeah, my desk mate and I spent 10 minutes trying to find out where we can divide the amendment, and we weren't sure if we could divide lines 1 through 30 being division 1, and then lines 31 through the end being division 2, if that is actually divisible there. Was our next option.
That one, the chair will rule, is divisible.
And Mr. Speaker, if I may explain.
Okay. We're on division 1 to third reading amendment number 1, which is lines 1 to 30 on page 1 of the amendment. Division 2 will be the rest. We're on division 1. Representative Green.
Thank you. And, Mr. Speaker, for division 1, I am neutral, so let the body vote how it wants on Division 1.
All those in favor of Division 1 of Third Reading Amendment Number 1 to House Bill 169, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Division 1 to Third Reading Amendment Number 1 to House Bill 169 has carried the House. We are now on Division 2 to Third Reading Amendment Number 1 to House Bill 169. Representative Green.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And my major concern, brothers and sisters of the 62nd, is on page 2, line 5. Essentially what we're doing on this page is creating a grandfather clause, which I think when we create grandfather clause, we should actually grandfather people in who are already covered. We shouldn't create the grandfather clause in the future saying, hey, if you sign up on June 30th, you're going to be grandfathered in. I think the intent is to grandfather people in who are already in the system. I think we create a perverse incentive giving people till July 1st to create these conflicts, which is not in accordance with best practice. So I think for the grandfathering in purpose, we should delete this amendment, let the Senate fix the date to a previous date, whether it be January 1st or January 31st, so we can grandfather people in who are already in the system, not giving people a perverse incentive to become grandfathered in.
Anyone else for their first time on Division 2? Representative Filer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On for Division 2, this specifically says anybody that is receiving services on or before July 1st, so we're giving it an appropriate date of on or before July 1st that they will be grandfathered in. I don't think we need to amend it back to January 1st or anything like that. I think this is really good, this Division 2 amendment, because it's going to take care of those folks that are now coming off the waiting list and going on to the waiver services. And that way, and it also gives a little comfort to our case managers and our providers too, because they got to have some type of a model how they're going to work this. And if we take that July 1st out and we're going to amend it later to January 1st, I think that's messing up their whole model here. We need to make sure that this progresses forward, not backwards. And I think we need to keep July 1st, 2014 in there and on it for Division 2.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for Division 2, please support this. Please don't take away all the case managers from those who need them. And I provide some insights as to why that date was chosen. That's the date when the new rules kick in. So that's the date when all these people are going to lose their case managers. So it's just basically saying at the date when the new rules kick in, anybody who's under the old program is grandfathered in. It would really confuse things if you change the date, because then you'd have this weird period where the new rules haven't kicked in, but the old rules haven't gone away. So there's a very good reason for that date, and that is the date that it should be.
Chairman Davison.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for the amendment number 2, the division, I don't think we're leaving anybody out, because we're saying on or before July 1st, 2014. So anybody until that date will be grandfathered in, and from that date on, then if they have to change it, they would. So I would appreciate your yes vote on this part of the amendment. Thank you.
Representative Coleman.
I'm going to speak in favor of Division 2, just without having to repeat what everybody else was saying, in order to provide a little bit of clarity and some preparation and planning for the existing case managers. I just want to remind the body that they need to remember also that the language specific to what we're talking about says to the extent possible. So for some of those individuals, we're going to be able to protect the relationship that they do have to the extent possible. There may be some cases where with the new rules that are implemented, it is going to change the relationship just a little bit. So I just want to remind the body that I support this amendment in all of the language that it says, and remind the body that it says to the extent practical in the original language.
Anybody else for their first time? First time. Second time. Second time prior to the sponsor. Representative Green on Division 2.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think we should defer to the Senate, let them fix the date. I don't think we should create the perverse incentive for people to sign up March, April, and May, and June to be covered. Not in accordance with best practices. Voting against this today does not mean we're going to prevent this whole amendment. We're just going to fix that date from July 1st retroactively instead of grandfathering people in for the future. On against.
Voting on Division 2 to third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 169. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Division 2 has passed the House. House Bill 169, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members. We got a second amendment. Representative Filer.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to withdraw a second reading amendment to House Bill 169.
Second reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 169 has been withdrawn. House Bill 169, having been read 3 separate times, question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger,
aye.
Flake,
aye.
Levins,
aye.
Flickery,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
No.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart excused. Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff. Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
No.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 3 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 169, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 169 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 178.
House Bill 178 is introduced by Representative Nicholas, an act relating to offenses against computer property, be enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 178, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison. Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson. Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart excused, Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
so.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick, Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 178, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 178 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 5.
House Joint Resolution 5 is introduced by Representative Nicholas, a joint resolution to the United States Secretary of the Interior, be enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Joint Resolution 5, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Blevins,
aye.
Flickrey,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik. Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride. Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart excused. Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff. Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne. Throne. Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
House Joint Resolution 5, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Joint Resolution number 5 has passed the House. The House will stand at ease for just a second. I need to consult with the Chief Clerk. House will come to order. That moaning you hear in the distance is a whole series of dead bills trying to come back from the dead. Representatives one, it's her.
All right. Mr. Speaker, I move pursuant to House Rule 3-4, the following bills be placed upon Committee of the Whole and be taken up in order listed as the first items on Committee of the Whole today. And I will explain these in a second, members. House Bill 100, House Bill 93, House Bill 148, House Bill 44, House Bill 156, House Bill 79, House Bill 101, House Bill 163, and House Bill 165. And if I could, Mr. Speaker, I would like to present what those bills are and why I'm bringing this motion.
Brothers and sisters, according to the rule, this motion is debatable. It's got the same rules as second and third reading. You get two times, a first time and a second time. Sponsor gets to speak last. Representatives Juan Etzerdan, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. What I'm attempting to do, because this session we heard the budget a little bit earlier and had two full days of budget amendments and didn't get through all of general file, I've located nine bills that I hope are uncontroversial from looking at the digest and introduction votes, many of which I think are still important, and attempting to put them on Committee of the Whole today. This would require, if this motion passes, and then we hear them at Committee of the Whole for an accelerated second reading to third reading, which is also in the rules, to be placed on third reading tomorrow. And so at that point, after Committee of the Whole today, any of these bills, should a member not like one, can pull it off, effectively killing it. Also, the majority and minority floor leaders have to approve such things. So let me tell you quickly what these bills are. These are House Bill 100, investigative subpoenas, and these should be getting passed out in the next 3 minutes. I couldn't pass them out on third reading. So again, House Bill 100 is investigative subpoenas. House Bill 93 is shipment of wine. House Bill 148 is the limited partnership certificates. House Bill 44 is the credit card fraud bill. House Bill 156 is the brewery and microbrewery licenses. House Bill 79 is the critical access hospital endowment challenge program. House Bill 101 is elections, vote centers, and poll books. 163 is the game and fish restitution, and 165 is roadkill. So again, members, I think this needs a majority vote. I would ask you to put these on Committee of the Whole this afternoon. The good majority floor leader can then decide if he wants them heard or not, and then every member in this body can decide whether or not they want them accelerated to third reading. If anyone should refuse, that would effectively kill the bill. So I am attempting to help some of these bills. Three of them I particularly view as important to get through the legislature this year, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. But again, I brought these based on their non-controversial nature, their lack of being amended in committee or hopefully on the floor, and because I believe these are important to get through in 2014.
Representative Blickery, for your first time.
Fellow members of the House, I hope you'll resist this amendment. This is a budget session. We're here to do the budget. That's what we've been doing. Please vote no.
Anyone else for their first time? Representative Kasparek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against, I think it's very arbitrary to define which bills are controversial and which bills are not. I understand the wish. I understand wanting to move some things forward, but it feels wrong to say that this is a list of bills that are okay to move and all the rest are not. I would urge us not to go down this path.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I urge you to vote aye. Here's the deal. He went through and he found all the ones that nobody was voting against. These all went through the process. They all went through committees. These are the bills that went into committee and just shot right through committee. These are the non-controversial bills. These are important bills. I mean, there's a simple one there, credit card fraud, where we're going to add in debit card. It's not that controversial, but it's an important bill. Yeah, we worked the budget. Yeah, we went a little late on Friday. Here's a great way of saving a few bills that really mean something to a lot of people. They fix a lot of things. And he tried to find the ones that nobody was going to really argue about. I mean, that brewery, microbrewery, not an important one to all of you, but I know a microbrewery in my community, they're going to be suffering if we don't get that through for them. That's the work. That's the work we're here to do. And we need to do the work. And I'd urge you to vote aye.
Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm in favor of the motion. I think that, as the good chairman from Jackson, from Teton County said, there are some bills here that are very important, and I'm not speaking about wine. There is one program that is concerned that is dealt with in one of these bills where if this is not put through in this session, that program is sunsetted this year and will have to be revived in the next session, but it is a vital funding source for medical facilities. So please support.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise to a point of clarification. I'd like to know if this requires a two-thirds vote or a majority vote.
Simple majority.
Simple majority. Okay, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Rising on and against, or rising on and in favor of the motion, I think if you look at our work schedule for better or for worse this year, the truth of the matter is that we lost 2 days of general file, which is over 20% of our general file, and that just happened based on the way we scheduled to hear the budget. And so it happened. I think it's unfortunate that it happened, but this is a way to grab a few bills that I don't believe are controversial. I had some pretty decent education policy that got dropped as well, but it's not on this list, and nevertheless, I do support the motion.
Representative Hutchins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm on and for this amendment also. Just wanted to know if we can amend the amendment to add one more bill. I believe my bill 179, Privacy and Education, wasn't so much controversial, but that it was indeed a bill that the citizens of the state really wanted to get passed. That's it.
Representative Hutchins, you just made a motion to add 179 to the list. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, the Rules Committee, join me at the table at the front. When we start venturing outside into the nether worlds of our rules, we have some hard decisions to make.
passage.
All right, I'm going to slide by you.
Okay, all right. It was nice to chat with the Rules Committee, brothers and sisters. The House will come back into order. Here's what the Rules Committee has figured out. Now, 3 years ago, we had sort of a similar situation. The good chairman of Appropriations moved to accelerate 33 bills onto third reading. The chief clerk tells us from historical context that the Senate would only hear 11 of those and three ultimately passed. And that's just some historical context. This is a motion. All motions need to be submitted to the chief clerk in writing, or all amendments to the motion need to be submitted to the chief clerk in writing. Representative Hutchings took a sticky note and wrote her amendment in writing and submitted it to the chief clerk. So the amendment to add House Bill 179 to the list is now in order. So we are now debating on the amendment to add House Bill 179 to the list. Is there any further discussion on adding House Bill 179 to the list? Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, all the bills that are on the list that were put on there by the original movement were bills that did not have any no votes in committee. A couple of them had some no votes, minor no votes on introduction, but they all went through committee unanimously. The motion to add 179 would add a bill that had no votes in committee. So it's different from the other bills on the list.
Any further discussion on the motion to amend the motion? Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On this amendment and on all of these, are we going to hear them here to have them go over there and die? I mean, we only have so much time, and so I'm just questioning this. Thank you.
Anybody else on the amendment for their first time? For their first time. For their second time prior to the sponsor. Representative Hutchings. We're voting on the amendment to add House Bill 179 to the list of bills proposed by Representative Zwanitzer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Well, that amendment fails. We're now back on the original motion to add House Bills 193, 148, 44, 156, 79, 101, 163, and 165. Anyone else for your first time? Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, we elect our leadership because we trust them to make decisions on our behalf. These bills were prioritized partly by the chairman as they heard them in committee, and then the majority floor leader who puts them in priority list. We, through our discussion, killed these bills because we went so long with discussion on everything else. And I'm not saying that we should curb our discussion, but what I'm saying is that we ran out of time. Just debating these bills one more time, bringing them up one more time, I don't think is going to do us any favors in getting them passed in general through the whole process. I think that I know I have one on there that didn't get picked for the, and I'm not going to make an amendment to put it on because I know that the good bills will come back next year in a policy session where they belong. I think that this is a budget session, and the fact that we did thoroughly, completely discuss the budget is appropriate. It's not only appropriate, but necessary. And I think that this budget had more discussion, and I think there was more understanding than I've seen in six budget sessions. And so, you know, we brought the bills, and we followed the rules, and we had discussion on the things that needed discussion. I'm willing to cut my losses and wait till next year to the policy session. If they're good, they'll come back. If they're not, they won't. If you lose interest in the topic, then don't bring it again. But my point is, it is what it is. And by bringing these up again is not going to get us any closer to passage. It's just going to kill more time.
Chairman Matt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think what I've done when I look at all of these, I ask myself this simple question. Does the state really have a material benefit if the bill is passed this year as opposed to next year? In other words, as you go down the list, you ask yourself, can this really wait without, interfering with the welfare of the citizens, or does it really have to be done? And when I look down the list, you know, I can't see any of these that where the world is going to turn upside down if they're not done. I don't see it. I think you need to also weigh it against the probability that they'll never be heard in the Senate anyway. And let's kind of just move on with the business according to the calendar that we've set up before the session started. Thank you.
Chairman Swanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just some statistics, ladies and gentlemen, because I went in last Friday and asked. We had 113 bills that passed out of committee to come down on the floor, and as we all know, there were 29 of those that did not get heard. So that is over 25% of our bills that did not get heard. The argument is how many should or how many shouldn't, I don't know. But as we heard my particular committee, we met on the last night of Thursday of committee meetings that you could have one, and I know another committee met that night, and of course, did we have a fair shake of getting our bills read in and whatever, and I would say no, but the bill that we heard is not on this list, but just as a general pushback, I see three bills here that look to me like they do have some importance to get passed sooner than later, and of course, if they go over to the other body, there's another screening process over there that they go through, and if they're important enough, they get heard over there, and if not, they don't, just like the ones that we sent over. So there's another filter involved, so I'm in favor of a yes on this particular motion and would ask you to support it also.
Anyone else for their first time? Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I would like a little bit more clarification of the process on what happens if we vote on it. And it was mentioned that perhaps that one person could stand and oppose one of these bills tomorrow or when it comes up. But could you walk further explain the process on just kind of step by step so we understand what's what it will be, please?
On your second time, Representative Swanitzer. Anybody else for their first time? First time. Second time. Second time prior to the sponsor. Representative Swanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I know we do take a lot of time. We make our LSO staff work on all of these bills. Actually, six of them are old friends of this body that we have heard before that are important, and they're just that one level down that just never get heard year after year. And so these are the non-controversial bills. It's Rule 7-7C that says any if these do pass committee of the whole, any legislator can object to accelerating them to third reading, effectively killing them. And so that's why I didn't include a lot of bills on here, because any one of us, and I know there's some people who are against this whole process, so certainly they can come back and wipe them all clean should they want to do that. But I do think especially 100 and 101 are important this year. They're important to the state, and so that was my impetus in bringing them. That, and I've just been here long enough that I know how hard this process is and how late we went two nights last week and the amount of time and staff effort that goes into drafting these, and it's I thought maybe if I could save a couple, that would be good for the state this year. That would be beneficial, and it wouldn't take up too much more time. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Blevins.
No.
Blickrey.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Coleman.
No.
Connolly. Davison, Eklund, Esquivel, Filer, Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer, Green, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
No.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
No.
Larson.
No.
Lockhart excused. Laux.
No.
Madden.
No.
Mater.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
No.
Patton.
No.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Piperinen.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Simlick.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Watt? Aye to no. Baker? Aye to no. Blake? No to aye. Halverson? No to aye. Freeman? Aye to no. Teeters? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 19 aye, 40 no, 1 excused.
That screaming you hear is those bills having briefly clawed their way out of the grave, falling back into the grave and dying. The motion fails. House bills 193, 148, 44, 156, 79, 101, 163, and 165 will not be placed on general file. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House stand in recess until 2 o'clock.
You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? House is in recess until 2 o'clock.